Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Keith Olander, Executive Director of AgCentric and Director of the Central Lakes College Ag and Energy Center. A couple questions here just on sort of trends for ag programs in universities. What are you seeing as far as that's concerned? I know we've kind of talked to some people lately that maybe ag programs are a little bit down in enrollment, but what are you experiencing and what are you hearing?
So it's kind of a tale of two stories. If you talk 2 year, I would say I want to talk more positive. I agree with you that we've got some programs that are struggling to pull enrollment simply because of industry competition. The pay coming out for a high school graduate right now is not bad and quite attractive, you know, so that's making some decisions for some. On the four-year university side, we're definitely seeing a downtrend. That seems to continue just even out of COVID. We just don't see the rebound there on the agricultural side. You know, some of this, I think, goes back to we just don't have a lot of students coming directly from the farm. So they're not exposed to where their food comes from a career perspective or the possibilities of what those careers may hold. And so I think that that continues to, you know, confront us as a problem. As I mentioned earlier, then too, the other situation would be just the flat out competition there is for talent. And so there's quite attractive payroll coming right out of a high school setting.
So what are some of the options that graduating high school students are kind of gravitating toward then? You maybe kind of already answered that question, maybe headed directly into the workforce, more of the trade school, tech school side of things.
Yeah, you know, those enrollments, generally in the system, the two-year colleges across Minnesota State College universities are trending up. So then if you break that down further into agriculture, we're steady to climbing slightly. That's not every program, but as a general, you know, rule across all ag programs, we're slight, you know, we're trending up. Not necessarily where we, you know, and I'm talking maybe 1 or 2% up, so it's not huge. There are some individual programs that are seeing some growth. There certainly is, we can bring it back to what a student would know from a food perspective, where their food comes from. That is attractive. Some of the animal science side, more on the companion animal care, that's of course attractive as well. Some of our traditional ones that we would think of in agronomy or the science bases, science-based degrees, those are struggling more. Even ag business continues to just struggle to attract. I think sometimes our students don't always know what ag business is, even though on the backside they get, you know, down the road, and then they realize, you know, food business or agribusiness is a big component of our economy here in Minnesota, and then they wind up in those careers anyway, even though they maybe didn't come through the career pathway we would probably set forth from a high school perspective.
And what are some of the things that colleges and campuses are doing to kind of attract more people? I know there's been some new programs. Meat cutting has been kind of a focus here. I know we've talked about it a lot on our airwaves, but there are some new programs becoming available to students.
Correct. So as you think of robotics and automation in agriculture is an opening, you know, a field that's just expanding at leaps and bounds. So that's one that's coming to the forefront. Anytime we can mix in what we call precision ag, but really that's generally accepted in terms of precision ag. So it's how do we bring in technology in agriculture? So you go back to the robotics and automation or any of the environmental components of specifically placing seed, fertilizer, chemical, and then the environmental metrics. So even all the way over to say what NRCS or Soil and Water Conservation Districts do, those continue to seem to be growing, and you know, from a student perspective of desire that's there. The one anomaly that we really are challenged with is our high school agriculture programs are growing tremendously. I mean, we were probably in that somewhere that 8 to 12% growth consistently year over year. And we see schools all across the state adding either another instructor or they're putting an ag program in. We're short on ag teachers, which is limiting there. But here's our challenge. We have all this interest in the high school level, but we do not always convert that to a post-secondary program and sometimes not even into the agricultural career. But that's something that we continue to look at. How do we help our secondary partners know about our colleges, universities, and the career pathways so we can be guiding students? And, of course, you know, if we look at construction, healthcare, et cetera, transportation, all sectors are hurting in talent. So there, it's competitive out there. And so agriculture is, of course, probably in a place where we've got to be telling our story more, showing the attractiveness of working in within the agricultural industry, even if you didn't come from farm or have no idea from a food production standpoint what that's about. But just, you know, the idea of working outside, having a competitive salary, competitive benefits, and an enjoyable career, that's a story we've got to tell and tell better. And as I mentioned, too, just how do we connect better with our secondary partners as well?
And where do you see the biggest need in the ag industry? I know you've talked precision ag a little bit, but, you know, is that something that we need more people? Where's the biggest need in the ag industry personnel-wise?
Oh, I don't know if I could pick a particular sector. I don't know that I could say this. I don't know of anybody that's going to tell me they don't need talent, right? Mm-hmm. As you talk to employers, they are always searching, you know, trying to find talent from the standpoint, even if they feel like they've got a workforce. There's this idea of what if they decide to leave, or we're going to have retirements, which is prevalent within our industry just because of the timing where folks are at in their careers. You know, the other side of this little thing I got into here in this last 10 days was this Inflation Reduction Act, and NRCS is going to be looking to expand. I think they quoted over 4,000 employees. Now, of course, this is a nationwide, but you still think of Minnesota. That's significant as we look to the conservation programs being rolled out to support producers, work with producers. That is just one specific example. I could go there. The other side is pesticide applicators. We continually fall short. I think agronomy remains strong, but even as I move into companion animal care, some of the vet sciences, in some sector areas, the large animal vets are huge demand, and there's, you know, worries about how do we pass that on. In the meat cutting specifically, we look at the smaller shops, transition succession plans, where's the next generation coming from? So I guess I'm, you know, passing over a lot of career areas, but I can't necessarily tell you that one is that much worse or in more need than the other. I think that's the beauty of agriculture, is a student can come in and get their feet wet in it, and then as they move forward in their career, there's just opportunity all over. And of course, it gives you that opportunity to work really anywhere you want in the world. And then on the other side is, what conditions do you want? Do you want it all outside, all inside, or a blend? And the other thing too that we're watching in our talent coming in is they want flexibility in that job, and they want to have that ability sometimes to work remotely. And so companies are shifting and adjusting to make that happen. It's because we're needing to be competitive with other sectors that are doing that as well. So it's a changing workforce and a changing dynamic, but the bottom line is good demand, good pay. It's just a matter of how do we tell the story and keep recruiting those students.
Keith Olander joining us on the Red River Farm Network.